I cannot repair her house. It is important to have a house. It has a permanent place to live. And if she is not able to repair it, some difficulty, then you can give her zakat. Zakat is for people who are in need for food, for lodging, for basic needs of their life. So I don't see any reason why zakat cannot be given to her.
Dr. Siddiqui, we can get started whenever you're ready.
Okay. Let's go to السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So we'll be studying, inshallah, the rukuk number 9 of Surah Ali Imran, and we'll be studying 11 ayat, 11 verses of this surah, starting with ayah number 81. Until the ayah number 91. The previous section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the challenges that Prophet Muhammad was facing in Medina, presenting the message, especially from some of the people of the book. The Jewish people and Christian people living in Medina. And so it was mentioned that some of them were trying to confuse the local population because they were honored by the people at the time. And they were known as people who read the books, scriptures, that is the Bible. And so Arabs in general were illiterate. They did not know how to read. So they were impressed by their knowledge. And in order to dissuade them from accepting Islam, some of them said to their people that believe in the Prophet in the morning, but then leave him in the evening. And in this way, people will lose trust in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about that, and then also mentioned about the character, that some of them were not honest with the people. If you give them something, they will not return it. And they would say that the Gentiles, we have no obligation towards them. And they were saying that this is what our religion teaches us. But Allah said that no, religion does not teach that. That is not the message of Allah. Allah's message is the message of justice and fairness and honesty and fulfilling the trust and promises. That is the message of Allah that he gave. So now we have a continuation of that message.
Dr. Siddiqui, sorry to interrupt. On your screen, there's a red box that says give subtitles a try. Can you maybe try just clicking out of that, or maybe go to the next slide to make that box disappear? No, it's still there.
This message, they are not seeing this?
We are seeing the slide, but we're seeing a red box also that says give subtitles a try on top of the slide. I don't know if there's some box that you're seeing on your screen.
I don't see that.
Sister Sabia, are you also seeing that red box?
I'm seeing it too, yes.
Can you maybe stop the slideshow and restart it? Or maybe hit the escape button on your keyboard? We're still seeing this red box. Maybe if you can click the end slideshow towards the top of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because unfortunately it's covering up a lot of the text, so it's a little bit difficult to follow.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. So on your screen right now, we're seeing section 12 verses 116. Yeah, okay, good. Now let's go ahead and try to start the slideshow again.
So I'll go to screen share, or do you see the screen?
We see the screen, we see PowerPoint right now. If you want to now try again from current slide for the slideshow, let's see if that problem goes away.
Okay.
We're waiting for it to start. There we go. Okay, problem solved. We're good. Thank you, Dr. Sneaky.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here the how to present the message to the people. And let's read some of these verses and then go inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُم مِّنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ فَمَنْ تَوَلَّى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. Remember when Allah took the covenant for the prophets that whatever I have given you of some scripture and wisdom, then comes to you a messenger confirming what is with you, you must believe him and support him. Allah said, do you affirm and pledge me on this? They said, we affirm. He said, then bear witness and I am with you among the witnesses. Then whoever turns back after this, they will be the rebellious. Do they seek other than Allah's religion? While whosoever is in the heaven and on earth, submit to him, willingly or unwillingly, and unto him they will be returned. So first point that is mentioned here is that Allah reminded them that remember that Allah took a covenant. And this is called covenant about the prophet. Misaq al-Nabiyyin is not the covenant of the prophet, but is a covenant about the prophets. So Allah said to the people who received the message before, the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, as well as the Christian people, that I have given you the book, I have given you the wisdom, that is the prophetic message that came through Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. And there was an agreement, there was a covenant that was taken about the prophets. That is, the prophet came to you, Musa came to you, Isa alayhi salam came to you. So these prophets came to you, and then other prophets will come. And then there will be a prophet who will coming towards the end. ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ. A prophet will come, a messenger will come, and who will confirm that which you have. And as we mentioned before, the confirmation is in two ways. One is his message is similar to the message that was given before in the Torah and in the Gospel. And also Torah and the Gospel, the most message that was given to Musa alayhi salam and to message that given to Isa alayhi salam, in both scriptures, there is a reference to the coming of a last prophet. And so they are speaking about a prophet is going to come at the end. And by and his coming confirms whatever was mentioned there. So summa ja'akum rasulun musaddiqun lima ma'akum, then a prophet come to you, a messenger come to you, who confirm what is with you. Then you must believe in him. That means this covenant was taken, that if you find that prophet, if you come to at his time, and you are alive at that time, then you must believe in him, and you must support him. And this message was given long time ago by previous prophets. And this is called Misaqun Nabiyyin. This is the Misaq. Misaq means Ahad. Misaq means covenant, agreement, pledge that was taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala long time ago about his prophets. The Quran mentions several Misaq. One Misaq is mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, is the Misaq that was taken at the time of creation. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ وَمِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. So there was a Misaq that was taken, there was a pledge that was taken from all the children of Adam who were going to be born, that Allah said, am I not your Lord? So that was the pledge that was taken at the beginning. And human souls, they recognize that there is only one God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to bear witness. So this misaq is the misaq at the birth, at the creation time. And then the other misaq taken from Bani Israel, and this is the misaq about the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِسَاقَ النَّبِيِّ. Remember, there is a misaq, there is a covenant that was taken about prophets. That whatever book you have, whatever wisdom you have, and then you get another prophet who will come to you, who will be confirming what is with you, then you must believe in him and you must support him. So Prophet Muhammad, his coming is foretold, is mentioned. And the command was that if you are at his time, and you see him and you hear his message, then you must believe him and you must support him. And the people at that time, they affirmed that. They agreed, yes, we'll do that. This was the way of Musa alayhi salam, that when he used to receive any message, he used to gather the people of Israel and ask them, this is the message of God, do you agree, do you accept? And they used to accept that. Al-aqarartum, have you accepted that? And have you taken this responsibility upon yourself? Have you taken this burden upon you? They say, yes, we have taken that. Qalu aqararna, we accepted that. That if we meet a prophet who will be affirming the message that we have, then we'll accept it and we'll support him. So Allah said, fashhadu. So be the witness. So make the shahada that you will support, that you say, we bear witness that we'll do that. Wa ana ma'akum min ash-shahidin, and I will witness that. And I'm with you as a witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and seeing that. And you should support him. So that is a reminder that those who want to accept this, you should remember that you are, once you accept Prophet Muhammad, accept you are following your own prophets. You're following Jesus also. You're following Moses also, because they are the one who spoke about his coming. So this is a very important way of reminding. And then he said, فَمَنْ تَوَلَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَهُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. But those who turn away after this, after receiving this message, and after being reminded about it, those who do that, they are the transgressors, they are the rebellious. That means they are not following the true message of their own prophets. فَمَنْ تَوَلَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. So it's a very important way of reminding and telling what Prophet Muhammad came about. Prophet Muhammad came to present the message that was given before. He's not a prophet who is from nowhere. Actually, he's coming in the same line, the line of previous prophets, and he confirms the message of the previous prophet, and he is the confirmation of the messages of the prophets. So Allah says, accept that. And those who turn away after receiving that point, they are rebellious. They are turning away. They are transgressing. And then Allah says, أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. Do they seek other than Allah's religion? While whosoever is in the heavens and on the earth, whosoever is in the heaven, submit to him. Whosoever in the heaven and the earth, they submit to him willingly or unwillingly. And to him they will be returned. So deenullah, the way of Allah, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means the deen given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Islam. Islam means submission. So everything in the heaven and the earth submit to Allah, willingly or unwillingly. Of course, all the creation, they willingly accept. They submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly. Human beings are given the freedom, and some of them willingly accept, some of them unwilling, but they accept in their creation. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, our bodies, our eyes and our ears and our internal system, everything is according to the will of Allah. The only thing is in our free will, whether we accept him or not. If we accept in our free will, then of course we are willingly accepting him. So some accept Allah's rule, Allah's plan in the creation. And also to him is the return. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. Everybody is going to return to Allah. Nobody escaped that. So that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion that is acceptable to Allah, the religion that is based on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the religion of submission. Submit. And this submission, the whole universe submit to Allah. So when a human being submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are in harmony with the creation, in harmony with the heaven and the earth. And they should submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly. Otherwise, as far as their body is concerned, as far as their being is concerned, they have to submit to Allah. So that's why some people say that there is submission, which is called ikhtiyari, by choice, and there is a submission that is takwini. That is, we are created that way. So the whole system of our body, it is according to the will of Allah. He is the one who created us in some way, and this is the way our body is functioning. But our will, our irada, our intentions, in which he has given us some freedom, and we accept that. If we accept that and turn to him, then we will be our whole order, our being, as well as the being of the universe, all of them will be in the harmony. So وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. And to him, they will all be returned. Everything in the heaven and earth is submitting to Allah. This is Islam, Islam of the universe. Everything is moving according to Allah's plan, Allah's order. And everything submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point is that there is a covenant, a special revelation that came to the prophets, and these prophets were talking about the coming of a last prophet, and say that accept him. If you are at his time, accept him and follow him. And the second thing is, this is actually the religion of nature. This is the religion of the universe. Everything in the heaven and earth is submit. So Islam is not a strange kind of system. It is the system based on the universal order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this covenant, as you mentioned, that this was taken from Bani Israel. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, we have that. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمْ 12 رَقِيبًا وقال الله إني معكم لئن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة وآمنتم برسلي وعزرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا لأكفرن عنكم سيئاتكم ولأدخلنكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل. Allah says, we took a covenant from Bani Israel, and we appointed 12 naqib leaders among them. And Allah said, I'm with you if you perform the prayers and give the zakah and believe in my prophets and support them and honor them and give charity in the for the sake of Allah. Then I will forgive your sins and I will give you the place in Jannah. But if somebody denies that, they are the one who have gone the wrong way. And then also in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah says, especially mentioning the Prophet, he said, وَكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّ هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. The followers of Musa alayhi salam said, Wallah, give us good in this life and in the Akhirah, and we turn to you. Allah says, عَذَابِ يُصِبُ بِهِ مَنَ الشَّاءَ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My punishment, I will inflict it upon whomsoever I will. And my rahmah, my mercy, includes everything. And I will give it, this mercy, to those who are pious, who give the zakah, and those who believe in my science, in our science, and those who will follow the Prophet, An-Nabi al-Ummi, the Prophet who is unlettered, whose name they find written with them in the Torah and in the Injil. He commands them what is right and forbid them what is wrong, allow them the good things, forbid them from the bad things, and remove their burdens and chains upon them. So those who believe in him and honor him and support him and follow him, follow the light that is given to him, they are going to be successful. Ulaika humul muflihun. So you have both. The covenant is mentioned, general covenant, and especially the covenant that was given about the coming of Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wasalamu alayh. May the peace of Allah be upon him and upon all the prophets of Allah. So, reminding about this covenant, and then also told them that Deenullah is the Deen of the universe. The whole universe is obeying Allah, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And human beings also in their nature, they submit to Allah. As far as their conscious will, Allah has given them freedom and they should follow that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, and through the Prophet telling the Muslims, the followers of the Prophet, قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. Say, we believe in Allah and in what has been sent down upon us and what was sent down unto Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the tribes, and in what was given to Musa and Isa and the prophets from their Lord. We make no discrimination among any of them, and unto him we submit. Whosoever seeks a religion other than submission, it will not be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. How shall Allah guide a people who have disbelieved after having believed and having known that the messenger is true and that clear proofs have come to them, and Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. So those who believe in Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, Allah said to the Prophet that say this, and this is what Muslims have to believe, and Muslims do believe. Say, we believe in Allah and we believe in that which is sent down to us. That means the message of Allah, the Quran that was sent down to us. And we also believe that which was sent down to Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham, and his two children, Ismail and Ishaq. Both of them were prophets of Allah. So Ishmael and Isaac, we believe that. We accept the message that was given to them. And we accept the message that was given to the grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub, Jacob. So whatever was given to Ismail and Ishaq, and whatever was given to Jacob, Yaqub. And then al-Asbat. Asbat are the tribes, and these tribes are Allah mentioned in the Quran, Surah Al-Araf, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمُ اثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَصْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. And Ben Israel were divided into 12 tribes, and these tribes came from Yaqub alayhi salam. These are the children of Jacob. Jacob, one of his name is Israel. And so the children of Jacob are Bani Israel. And they are called Asbat. Our scholars say, Al-Subatu fi Bani Israel bimanzilatil qaba'il fi Bani Ismail. The children of Ismail, their families and their group are called qaba'il, tribes. And Asbat are in a similar way. So the Bani Israel families, they are called Asbat. Just like Bani Ismail are called Qabail. And Asbat is also a similar word that you have in the Hebrew language. In the Hebrew language, they are called Shvetai Israel. Shvet, like Shvet. So Shvetai Israel. And they are translated as tribes of Israel. And in these tribes, these are the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, and their children, children of Yaqub alayhi salam, only Yusuf alayhi salam was the prophet among them. But others, they were not prophets, but their children, that means the grandchildren of Yaqub alayhi salam and great-grandchildren of Yaqub alayhi salam, there were many prophets among them. So they are called the prophets of tribes. Well, Aswat, the Quran has mentioned that in several places. So we believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam, we believe in Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, and many prophets who came among the tribes. And then we also believe in Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. And in general, all the prophets from their Lord. So 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them we know by name, some of them we do not know by name. We believe in all of them. Amanna billahi wama bil rusul. We believe in Allah and we believe in His prophets. And we do not make any discrimination among them. And what is that discrimination? The Quran has mentioned that the discrimination is that to believe in some and to reject others. No, we recognize all of them and we respect them and honor them. لَا نُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not discriminate any of them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we are those who submit to Allah. So Muslim, a generic way, is everyone a follower of any prophet. If they submit to Allah, they are Muslims. And then, of course, when Prophet Muhammad came, the name of the whole religion was Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased to give you Islam as your religion. So Islam became known as the religion that is coming from Prophet Muhammad. But Islam is not a new religion. Islam is not founded by Prophet Muhammad. Islam is the same religion that was given to Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, all these prophets of Allah, may peace be upon them. And that is the religion most acceptable to Allah. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغَ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. If anyone seeks a religion other than Islam, that means submission to Allah, it will not be accepted. If you don't submit to Allah and don't accept that way of life, then it is not acceptable to Allah. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the end, it will be those people will be losers. They will have no place in the Akhirah. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْغَاسِرِينَ. So whosoever, any person, يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. If he seeks a religion other than submission to Allah, that is not acceptable to Allah. And Allah says, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا. How would Allah guide a people who have disbelieved after having believed? That means they know what is in their books, what their prophet said, recognize that, and then they deny. And they know that prophet, that means al-Rasul, that this is Prophet Muhammad. They know that he is true. In their heart, they know that he is true. They see that his message is true message. And clear signs are there. So Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalim. So such people, Allah will not guide them. And the guidance is used, the word guidance is used in the Quran in several meanings. One meaning is guide them to follow that. And the other is guide them to Jannah. Guide them to heaven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا. How would Allah guide them? How would Allah give them the place Jannah while they have denied? Zalims, Allah do not guide them to Jannah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Zalim means, zalim of course has several meanings. Zalim is the wrongdoer. So wrongdoings, some of them are minor wrongdoings, some of them are major wrongdoing. And the worst wrongdoing is shirk. Making partners with Allah in His divinity. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not guide those who do wrong, who do zulm. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين. They are those whose recompense is that upon them shall be the curse of Allah, of the angels, and of all people. Abiding therein, the penalty will not be lighted for them, nor shall they be given respite, except those who repent after that and make amends, for truly Allah is forgiving, merciful. Truly those who disbelieve after having believed and then increase in disbelief, their repentance shall not be accepted. They are those who are astray. Truly those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers, an earth full of gold will not be accepted from any of them, were he to offer that as a ransom. For them shall be a painful punishment and they shall have no helpers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving warning of those who knowing the truth and then they deny it. If somebody doesn't know, that will be a different case. But if knowingly understanding the truth and recognizing the truth, then after that rejecting it, that is a major sin, a major problem. And such people will have the curse of Allah, of his angels, وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, and all people. Now some people say, how come all people say? Because all people, some of them are believers, some of them non-believers, how will they curse? So those who are believers, of course, they will curse, just like the angels. But those who are not, they will, on the day of judgment, say that these are supposed to be the leaders, and the leaders did not lead us in the right way. So they will curse them on that day. Say that these people misled us. So everybody will have their complaint. So that's why Allah says, "Inna alayhim la'natullahi al-malaikati wan-nasi ajma'in," and then they will stay there forever. Khalidin fi, abiding therein. Azab will not be lightened, and also no helper can come to help, except those who repent. Alladhina tabu min ba'd dhalika wa aslahu. But those who repent, and then Allah is forgiving, merciful. They repent and aslahu. They repent and make amends. Do the good things after that. They change themselves and start doing good things for themselves, for others. Islah. Islah means reform. Islah means righteousness, amal salih. So they do amal salih. They make tawbah. They repent and then they do good deeds. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. But those who deny, those who reject, kafaru, those who disbelieve, after knowing the truth, after iman, and then their kufr increases, and after having recognized there is God and there is God's message, but then they deny that. And they go on in this. Summazdadu kufran. They are not the people who make tawbah and islah, but rather they make kufr and they keep on in the kufr. Allah said, lan tuqbala tawbatuhum. Their tawbah will not be accepted. So tawbah will be accepted from those who are sincere and who want to correct themselves. But those who are not correct, those do not want to correct themselves, and they simply say tawbah, tawbah, that tawbah has no meaning. A lot of people say, we repent, but they don't repent really. They don't change. The transformation does not take place. Allah says, "Ulaikahumud dallun." They are astray. They are the ones who are astray. And if they die in that state, then there is nothing that can save them. Allah says, "Inna alladhina kafaru wa matu wa hum kuffar." Those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers. They disbelieve and die in that state. Then if they want to offer the whole earth full of gold on the day of judgment to as a ransom so they'd be saved from the hellfire, it will not be accepted. So it doesn't mean that they will have there on the day of judgment, somebody will have gold or silver or something else to offer, but this is a way to express that. Even if the whole earth full of gold, they will bring it at that time. Of course, charity is now, in this world, when you are alive here on this earth, of course, when you give a small amount or big amount, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, and they'll become the fidya. But after death, there is no fidya. So fidya is only here, but nobody make fidya, nobody make a compensation and ransom on the day of judgment. Ulaika lahum adhabun aleem. Such people have severe, painful punishment. Wama lahum min nasireen. And they will not find any helpers. Nobody will come to help at that time. So here you have the important point. The five important points are mentioned in this in these 11 ayat, 11 verses. The first one is that there is a pledge, there is a covenant that was given before, and that is known as the pledge about the prophets. The prophets are saying that later, if the prophets come, and especially the last prophet, then people should accept him and believe in him. And then mention Prophet Muhammad's message is Islam, and that is the way of submission. The whole universe is submitting to Allah, follow his rule, his way, and this is the way also to be followed by human beings by their own will. So everything in the heaven and the earth has Islam, submission to Allah, and this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the religion of all the prophets of Allah. All the prophets came to give this message. The Quran mentioned that is Nuh alayhi salam said to his people that accept Islam, and then also Musa alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, all of them. So that Quran uses that term, that they all invited people towards Islam. They were Ummat and Muslima. They were a Muslim people. So this is the religion of all the prophets of Allah. And so it is important to believe in all the prophets of Allah. And Allah says, "Qul amanna billah," say we believe. We believe that we believe in all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe that Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. There is no prophet after him. But all the prophets who came before him, we believe them and recognize them as Allah's prophet. And this is the religion that is acceptable to Allah. And then after knowing the truth, you should not reject it. Because then they will not find a way towards heaven, towards the ultimate salvation and happiness. فَكَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. So 5 points. The first point is about the pledge about the prophets. Second is Prophet Muhammad is preaching Islam. This is the religion of Allah. And also this is the religion of all the prophets of Allah. And this is the only religion that is acceptable to Allah. And after knowing the truth, you should not reject it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand this message and to follow it. We can take some questions on that. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. Anybody want to ask any questions? I'm not seeing any questions at this time.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Assalam
wa rahmatullahi. Always a pleasure to hear Dr. Siddiqui, Sabi, and all your great students. Today, my question is about the tribe, 12 tribes. Are they the children of Yaqub al-Islam?
Yes, Yaqub al-Islam, one of his title is Israel. And as you know, that he had 12 children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Bani Israel were in 12 tribes. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ مِسْنَتَيْ عَشَرَةَ أَصْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. We gave them, we made them into 12 different tribes. Okay. So these 12 different tribes are the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. And not all of them were prophets. Among them were many prophets. So our Prophet said that ulama ummati ka anbiya ibn Israel. The ulama in my ummah are like the prophets among the Israelites. So Israelites have many prophets. Sometimes they used to have a whole group of prophets. 2 prophets, 3 prophets, 10 prophets. So they had many prophets at that time. And just like we have ulama, scholars in the Muslim community. So the role of the scholars is almost like a prophetic role. They are not prophet, but they are prophetic role. So ulama ummati ka anbiya ibn Israel.
So if I understand right, all the 11 brothers, along with Yusuf al-Islam, later on, they repented and they had a pious life and their offspring become the chain of prophets.
Some of them.
So the other comment I have, I strongly urge or request the remaining student in the panel of this Quranic study to should also participate. They should raise question and they should not be shy to ask Dr. Siddiqui. It's a great opportunity to learn. So I encourage them to raise question other than Kaleem.
May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Bless your family, especially Ameen. Our sister Ameen. Fatima. We pray for her.
Ameen. Ameen.
Thank you. So just quick reminder, inshallah, each Sunday, we'll continue Sheikh Shahid's class on the Fiqh of Salah, which starts at 10:45 a.m. And then, of course, just like we did today, each Sunday, we will join Dr. Siddiqui at 12 noon for his Tafsir class. Follow ISOC on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter. And for complete details, updates and login information, check the weekly newsletter. Dr. Siddiqui, may we join you for a closing dua, sir?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا اللهم إنا نسألك التوبة قبل الموت والراحة عند الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. والله we pray to you to bless us and keep us on the right path and protect us in this life and in the life to come. Allah removes all the difficulties, all the pain and suffering from those who are suffering and especially this pandemic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this from us and help the humanity to turn to Allah.
Ameen.
And do the acts of righteousness and bring peace and harmony in the world among all the people. Rabbi khir warham wa anta khairur rahimin wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa atba'i ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.